You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a furry German stalker that tries to share the feels. Bovine diver gets told to move over. A couple of geriatric headbangers shows us the way. And white or dark, this bread will keep you going.
All that and more on episode 125 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Right away, we're having a little technical difficulty with the Skype, as per usual, so we're trying a new format here. We're not going to mention what we're using until we can recommend it. In case that happens to be shite or shit, as we say in this show, so yeah, we're gonna try to muddle through a quick episode here just to get you going, help you get you through that, you know, middle of August blues. You know, like I know people are vacationing and everybody's running around, but hey, we're there for you. I know the kids are in the car. You might have an earbud in listening to us. That's fine, because you know, yeah, you don't want the kids listening.
You listen to us when you're on the beach. With that earbud in, or, you know, when you're sitting at the cottage.
Nothing gets the babes over to you at the beach, like Roman and Rob.
That's right.
See, watch this. Watch. Okay, you're on the beach right now. You got the podcast on? Wait.
Put the speaker on.
Yeah, speaker's on. Hey, ladies. It's Rob.
Hey, ladies. It's Roman.
See? They're coming over already. And you're welcome. So you can turn us off now. We don't need to be a part of the other stuff.
Look, we're straight, not narrow. Hey there, fella.
Hey, Roman. Exactly. Looking mighty cute in those jeans. Oh, and here we go. Okay, I just got a couple things. There's a few things. Corey Riley, he's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he has he's been listening to our show. And he's been enjoying our show, and he sent us a message over the weekend that he always loved the show, and we're there for him for a good laugh. So Corey, we really, really appreciate it, and we get messages like this, I mean, once in a while, like, and they float through. It's nice to hear. But he does stuff with the Big Open podcast, so check that out. Actually, my good buddy Rob Williams over from Generation X-Wing, he was on their episode 28. I believe it is, if I got all that correct. So anyway, check out the Big Open Podcast and check out all their good stuff over there. And it's a good time. And they're very, I don't know, how do you say, dick and fart jokes like us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, it's common interests, I guess. All right, so you got anything going on this week? Anything?
Other than my car not starting this morning.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, I went out into the garage, and I'm like, okay, start my car. And it just started, you know, not just ticking, but it almost turned over. But I'm like, what the hell's going on? Nothing's plugged in. You know, battery's good, a couple years old. So I happen to have the, the CAA. This is the Canadian equivalent of the AAA.
As do I. Any good Canadian who doesn't want to get stuck in the snow.
Yeah,
because
is older than 3 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Because up here, if you don't have CAA, being a man and being, oh, I don't need any tow truck, I can just call my buddy and get away. No, you'll freeze to death if something happens that you cannot repair on the side of the road.
Back home, it wasn't a big deal because we all had trucks. So you can call somebody with a truck, go, damn it, I'm stuck. Come give me a
book. Of course.
But, you know, here in the city, it's a little bit tougher. So I was just like, okay, I called them up. They checked that out, and they couldn't explain it. It just looked like something was draining my battery. Yeah. But the battery is good and strong, so it's fine now. But I missed my standard early appointment this morning, which what I've been doing, that we're going to talk about it at a later date.
Yeah.
And so I have to do it later on this afternoon, which really sucks.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, at least the good part is because this, what you're doing, we're going to get at that at a later date. But the Roman I knew before would have been like, oh, fuck it, missed it today. The Roman I know now is, oh, fuck it, I'm going to reschedule for later on.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is happening. We're doing, we're recording. I got to do a bunch of stuff, but I'm going to squeeze it anyways.
Cause absolutely.
It's important. So when it comes to your drug use, children.
No excuses.
There's no excuse not to do a rail.
Remember, only users lose drugs. All right, let's we got to tight one again because we're up against it for time. So let's hop right into the headlines.
All right, let's get into the hard-hitting, biting news of this week. Man pursued by baby squirrel calls police for help.
Of course, go on.
It was one of those knife-wielding baby squirrels. A man in Germany, you know, I got to say, Germany's completely changed.
Yes, they used to be tough. They walked the walk after they talked the talk.
A German man may not have been in danger when he called the cops on a baby squirrel chasing him, but it all worked out for the best for the furry suspect. I thought I was going to say the fury suspect. Furry. emergency services in the city of Karlsruhe. Got a call from a man panicked that a tiny animal wouldn't stop following him around. The police arrived at the scene where the squirrel was ultimately ended the pursuit by laying down and going to sleep. Now, that's what you want for your attackers, right?
Yes.
Right? Like Jason Voorhees is chasing you, and you're like, din, din, din. You're like, no, no. And really what he's saying is,
I'm just tired. I'm just a little sick. So the squirrel fell asleep? Is this
the squirrel? Yeah, he just tuckered himself out and was like, I'm gonna get
Well, you know what they say. That's like a lion, you know what I mean? Because they have to sleep in the shade and they pant. Like humans, we evolved to sweat. So that way we can travel long distances, and actually it regulates our heat is what we do when we sweat. So maybe the squirrel was just getting overheated and just had to, much like your car, just had to fucking stop for a while.
Well, what happened was that they think that the squirrel was in trouble. They think that he lost his mother.
Oh.
And a lot of times they will imprint on the first thing that comes along.
Right.
Which was this human. So he thought he was chasing his mother.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So now he's in the care of the animal services
because
It looks like that he just wore himself out, and they've given him a name. The squirrel's name is now Carl Friedrich.
Yes, yes, yeah.
He's in the care of Animal Rescue, and that they posted a bunch of photos and all that, and so everything's worked out for the best. I think you know they're worried that the intruder turned out to be a rogue squirrel. I guess there's a lady. There's a lady who called noises in her house and turned out to be a rogue squirrel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she called the police and wildlife experts to come in. But this one here was just basically, squirrel lost his mommy, and he found this old man. He was like, you're my new mommy.
Yeah.
And the old man was like, you know, get away from me.
Get away.
Gott in Himmel. Get away from me.
Well, you know what you said. When squirrel loses their mom, they imprint on the next person. Or the closest person that, or whatever's closest to them, and it could be a dog, could be a human. Is that kind of like when a lady loses her virginity, she imprints herself on the person she was with?
Almost, yeah.
So they're kind of like it's kind of like they're there for life.
That's incredibly sexist, but okay, fine.
Well, I'm not talking from experience. I've watched movies. You know
what I mean? We've never touched a vagina before.
No. But you understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And you know what? I was incredibly sexist. You know, we'll go vice versa. You know what I mean? When you see some young man and he loses his virginity, he imprints himself onto that person because he just head over heels in love because
if he's really young and anybody bones a young man, he's pretty much like gonna move, you know, hell and high water just to get boned again. So
it's more of a thank you for letting me flop around on top of you. As a
young man who gets laid by an old, especially an older woman, he will kill his friends just to fuck her again. So
he has. Everybody under the bus.
Stab you all in the face because
she knows some shit.
Look, I've got a cousin. Not going to name any names.
Right. Okay.
Right. But what they refer to as the POP,
which is explain
the power of the pussy.
Yeah, power of the pussy. Okay.
It just means that some women have more influence over men, especially if they're good in a sack. Well, I had a cousin in the middle of the Super Bowl.
What?
Stop. Get a phone call. okay, man. Well, I gotta go. No, dude, it's the Super Bowl. We have all the guys over.
Yeah, yeah. Watching.
Well, no, there. Well, she called me and bailed on me in the middle of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
To go be with his woman. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Next year, guess what happens?
Call again.
Same guy.
Well,
same
thing. Okay. Let's.
No more Super Bowl for you.
No more. Yeah, and we're not going to go on a tangent here, but you know, I mean, there's a lot of times where that's a control issue where it's like, and it is, again, not being sexist, it's vice versa. A lot of times a girl will be out on her girls' night with her friends, and then the boyfriend calls, there's something wrong, you have to come home. Or, we've
seen that too. We've been out, you know, with friends, and
the
boyfriend's also, who are you with? What are you doing? We're not saying that doesn't exist. It absolutely exists. But we're seeing the situation I was in.
Yeah, of course. It goes both ways, but yeah, we've seen that where it's like, or yeah, you'll be fishing, and you'll be in the middle of the lake, and all of a sudden a text will come through. But like, you told her we're going fishing, right? Like you know where we are. Anyway, we're not getting it. How did we get on this tangent anyway?
Oh, who knows?
Something with squirrels and virginity, and never lose your virginity to a squirrel because they'll imprint on you. If you learn anything on this show, please.
No, don't look. First of all, if squirrels and hamsters are the same rule,
don't
stick your dick in them.
Don't. No, they will explode.
Not unless you duct tape them, otherwise they explode.
Right. So, moving on. I jumped on you. I thought I knew where you were going with that. All right. You got another headline for us?
Yeah. Florida woman fleeing police gets corralled by cows.
What?
Yeah. Okay. She decided to, looks like she decided to run away from cops. So there was a video that shows a woman on the run from the law who ended up by being chased by a herd of cows. The experience happened on Monday where authorities were pursuing a white vehicle that was reportedly stolen. Officers attempted to stop the vehicle by using stop sticks. I guess those are the spikes, causing her to crash near a pasture. Well, she decided to, you know, run into the pasture and figured, I'll hide amongst these cows. Except you can't hide amongst cows.
Right.
They're spooked very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically like corralled her and basically pushed her out of where they were.
They're like, yeah, you know, no, you're not with us. Shoo.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Like, and a cow, you know, they're not known for being vicious, but if they want to move in your direction and you don't get out of the way, you're going to be nudged out of the way. They're very strong animals.
Yeah.
So the cows, did the cows get a medal of commendation or something, or do they?
Oh yeah, I think they were properly milked. I don't know.
opposed to the improper way.
Well, you know, like if you want to write proper milking, you just have to help out the cops. That's the way it works.
Of course.
Rules of the road.
Rules of the road. Did they get a bounty on her? Like, she was wanted, I mean, is there, if there was a reward for her capture?
Well, they found 1.3 grams of cocaine in two spoons.
Wow.
With clear indication of burn marks and all that. So maybe they passed that on to the cows. So it's like, moo.
Wow. You know, at least she had two spoons. Like, she's sharing.
Yeah,
come on. So, obviously, it's personal use. I'm using it. I'm not distributing. Look at these burnt spoons. I am clearly freebasing this cocaine.
Why do you have two spoons? I'm a very social person.
I'm a very social. And when I'm heating one up, I like to let the other one cool off. You know, like, come on.
I mean, like all addicts, I like to shoot up my cocaine in one spoon and burn myself with the other. Idiot.
Yes. Duh. Just to know I'm still alive.
That's right. Just to feel something. Okay.
Just to feel anything. What's happening? Oh, this is a little too close to home, I think. I don't know what to talk. Anyway, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, the poor woman, I'm glad if she was she's a menace to society, obviously. Freebasing cocaine with a herd of cows, and I'm glad the cows brought her to justice. Like, come on.
That's true. All right, so next headline.
Yes.
Now, you know, we listen to certain types of music, and eventually we're going to be old and frail.
Yeah.
But that music's never going to go away, right? So, like, the older generation, they listen to, like, the old big band stuff.
Yep.
You know, so aging headbangers escape nursing home to hit Heavy Metal Festival.
Fantastic. I knew it's this awesome. Was coming. I knew this was coming. There was going to come a day when I think, I'll let you get back to the headline in a second, but remember we're like, oh, you know how weird it's going to be to hear like 80s music on like the oldies station? And now that's happening. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being young and because we'd see the oldies station, and for us, that was like all 50s music and big band, 50s, Lawrence 60s, Welk.
70s.
Yeah.
And sometimes 80s. We're like, well, that is an oldies. Now, but you know, the good thing is that I find with music, like when we were growing up, we listened to the stuff from the 70s, not all of it.
Yeah.
Some stuff from the 60s, the really popular stuff.
Yeah.
But I find the generation now, the millennials, have really embrace the music of the 80s. They just absolutely love it. It's great music.
Well, yeah, of course. And you know, music is music. And every decade usually has a signature type of music or something.
Yeah, but somebody, I mean, like, look at 90s grunge music. Not too many people are breaking that stuff out, you know?
But no. But 70s had, like, it's dance and disco, and it's heavy metal was born type, like, was the beginnings.
Yeah.
I know you could probably say late 60s, but late 60s, or the 60s are known for folk and flower power and that kind of music. And then the 70s with the metal and with the disco, and then 80s with, obviously, the new wave and...
New wave and hair bands.
Hair bands, and 90s had grunge and alt, and then it just gets lost on me because I turned 30 in the 2000s, so I
but if you look at, let's say you're 20 years old and you're listening to heavy metal in the early 70s,
right,
add 30 years to the year 2000, you know, in your 50s, add 20 more years, you know, 18 more years, so now you're in your 70s and you're in a nursing home, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm for sure. I'm gonna have dementia and all sorts of problems, sir, by the time I'm 70. So yeah, I'm on board.
What are you gonna have?
Yeah.
Every time we start the show, I'm like, your name is Rob.
Right. Right. You're producing this show. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not gonna get away. So, anyways, managers of a German nursing home. See, and it's Germany again.
Mm-hmm. Germany and Florida.
Germany loves fucking rock. They love metal.
Yes. Scorpions.
Managers of the German nursing home began to panic when they couldn't find a pair of elderly friends anywhere on the grounds. Ooh. Police later discovered the men disoriented and dazed at a heavy metal concert. The unidentified pals were left the home in rural Dickmarchen.
Okay.
I would say the district, and likely hitched to the public transit to travel 25 miles to the Wacken Open Fair Festival near Hamburg.
Oh.
The Headbangers event is touted as the biggest metal festival in the world. I mean, this is a fucking story. I love this because this is like a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like Harold and what is it? Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? This is Hans and Frederick.
Hans and Franz.
Hans and Frederick go to Wacken.
Yeah, go to the Wacken Scorpions concert.
This is the biggest open air metal festival. We must go.
We must go.
But they've chained my wheelchair.
They put a boot on it.
That's right. So they nabbed basically before dawn on Saturday, and they were disappointed they couldn't spend their last day at the festival, which began on Thursday. They were sent back to home to the home in a taxi.
Right.
They were escorted, of course. Mm-hmm. We had to explain to them why they had to go home. So the, you know, the police commissioner. But in the end, they went back voluntarily, and festival organizers apparently loved their escapade and paid homage to the aging metalheads without naming them, by noting the event's Twitter site that there's no discrimination against seniors because you're never too old to rock.
Of course not. Yeah. So,
75,000 people attended the festival.
Right.
And of course, it had Danzig, Judas Priest, Cannibal Corpse. What was it? Hatebreed.
In Flames,
Arch Enemies.
Say Scorpions.
Eskimo Cowboy. No, it doesn't look like they're there.
Oh, they're German, for Christ's sake. Like, they have to be. You have the guitar player. His name is Klaus. Like, fuck, how are you not at this festival?
But I just think it's awesome where it's just kind of like, oh, you're in a home, and you just take it easy. Hey, Hans, you've had a long in life, and you stay, but I want to go to the festival.
Yes, exactly. He has Ozzy tattooed on his fingers.
Crazy, and you have dementia now, so we have to look out for you. You know, you have to be I'm going to the festival. I am not crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but they found him delirious all that in the morning, dazed and confused. But you know what? What a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like this is a fantastic story. Like we don't get enough of these stories. Usually it's a guy puts his dick in something or a woman smuggles something or
duct taping hamsters.
And yeah, of course it's every week we have to bring this horrible, horrible news to our listeners. But now here, a happy, joyful story.
Nobody shit anywhere.
Nobody shit any. Well, they probably shit their pants. Let's be honest.
But you know what? It's the good shit.
It's the good shit.
It's the shit where you shit and you're like, I don't fucking care.
I don't care. My name is Klaus and I'm at the metal. I'm 70.
My name is Klaus. I'm at the metal. I have shit in my pants. He has shit in his pants.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, throwing up the devil horns. Like, come on.
That thing is more rock and roll than fucking escaping from a nursing home.
Yeah, and shitting your pants.
Shitting your pants and making it to metal concert.
Yeah.
As a 7-year-old person. Like, that is fucking awesome.
That is amazing. That is fantastic.
You know, that tells you that you can't listen to the rules all the time.
Right, exactly.
For their safety, but once in a while.
Yes.
You figure they would have like a grandson who would be like, sure, Grandpa, I'll take you.
Yeah, you think you would. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. All right. Okay. Do you have any more headlines?
Yeah, I know one last story.
I know we're booting through it pretty quick, people, and we apologize. But again, this is one of those summertime things, and we got a whole lot of irons in the fire. And we're going to discuss all that stuff at a later date. But let's hear the last headline. Let's see what's going on.
Cocaine discovered in 15 bread rolls at airport.
Yes.
That's a new Subway flavor, I think.
Yeah, Subway Eat Fresh. Holy fuck, I'd become a Subway artist, tell you that much.
Subway, eat fresh, stay up for 3 days.
All right, go on, let's hear about
this. Mexican police have found cocaine worth of thousands of dollars hidden inside more than a dozen bread rolls during an airport drug raid.
Hmm.
So, is there like a Bunsmaster bakery or something over there? Or like, why are there buns going to the airport?
Well, again, people try to smuggle, you do anything to smuggle across the border.
Yeah, but is it going to like a kiosk that they were selling the bread at the airport, or is this actually being shipped out there? So that's what I want to know.
And the first thing too, if you're traveling internationally, you can't bring, unless you got like a pack of holes in your pocket, you can't bring food. You mean if you have any food or you have any fruits or vegetables or something from this foreign country? Yeah. Well, can we see them? No. Why? Not cocaine.
No. You know what I mean? Sir, I didn't ask you if it was cocaine.
Oh, well, that's what
you
I'm
saying. Anything about cocaine? Why? You know, how dare you accuse me? Sir, you brought it up.
Yeah, maybe not a good idea to do a little bit of cocaine before you smuggle cocaine. You might, the paranoia will work against you.
He's like, sir, can I? No, you're paranoid. I'm not paranoid. Okay. Yeah, you're getting pulled over, sir.
Yeah, exactly, sir. Please.
Okay, so it says sniffer dogs helped anti-narcotics officers make the discovery at the international airport in Guadalajara,
mm-hmm.
A major city in the west of the country. Each of the 15 rolls was filled with a bag containing 120 grams of cocaine. Well, that's a lot of cocaine.
That's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, the market value of the illegal street drug was around $150 per gram, meaning that there would have been approximately $270,000 of it hiding in the rolls.
And they're buying their cocaine from the wrong guy. Anyway, continue. Fucking outrageous. Jeez.
Much of the cocaine sourced in Mexico is usually bound for the U.S., with officials having to deal with the increased number of small shipments at airports. It comes as the country continues to endure an unprecedented state of murders linked to the drug wars. So they're like, hey, this is a great way to get this to America. Let's go to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
Like in bed rolls.
Boy, exactly, in the security now. Like, have you seen some of these shows where they're like border crossings?
I've seen all the border crossing shows.
You have, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to mention a quick note about this.
Is okay. That
they're muling the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Hee-hee!
Shove some more up your ass, kid. Hee-hee! No, I don't want to. Hee-hee! Don't poke your stomach, you fucking.
Shit out a brick of cocaine. Oh, you poor bastard. Yeah, he's not giggling. He's just high. He's just, yeah, like,
I think one of the bags might have ruptured.
Yeah, Pillsbury Doughboy dead at age 86. Smuggling.
What do we do with him? I think we cook him now.
Oh, I think okay. we, yeah. He's very delicious.
Yes. Yeah, Very buttery.
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is just stupid. Like, anybody that knows anything, like, don't, you mean, I under, hey, if you're traveling abroad, you mean, or you mean, and you're in a foreign country and you're taking in all the quote unquote local cuisine, wink, wink, whatever, man. Like, we're not here to judge anybody. You mean, it's, you mean, it's, do what you want to do when you're on vacation, but for fuck's sakes, don't bring any home. You know what I mean? Like we get it.
No,
some,
what that fucking little fucking dope boy tells you.
That's yeah. Don't believe what dope, like, yeah, like, whatever you do, and you mean, like, it's like all these people, like, oh, have you ever been to Jamaica? Well, why the fuck would I want to go there? Oh yeah, no, I, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's we get it, you know what I mean? But, like, have your fun, we get it. I mean, don't get into any trouble because you don't want to be in a foreign prison. Do whatever you're going to do, but for God's sakes, leave it where you're, you know what I mean? Like, just get rid of it before you get on the plane. Come on now, let's not be stupid.
Yeah.
Dave, that's your public service now. There's two of them in this episode.
If you're going to do this, then you mule the gingerbread man, right?
Because yeah,
turn into any.
Exactly. Well, again, sorry, folks, for the shortened episode. We're just trying to get stuff figured out on our end, and we're just going to try to make this. We're basically using this new system, and I'm going to try to make honey out of monkey shit. So if it sounds a little off, I do apologize. And the worst thing is having a podcast that's hard to listen to, but we'll do our best to make sure it's. You're probably listening to this going, why is he, it sounds just as shitty as always. Why are you, so either way.
Success. Either. So what you're saying is all the honey you fed me over the years has actually been
shit. Yes. Oh. I'm trying to make honey out of monkey shit. It's an expression I use at work all the time. All right, so I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we take off. Remember, you want to find the show on Twitter. It is at Roman Pod and Cast, and also on Instagram, same name, Roman Pod and Cast. And don't forget, you can find Roman. He is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. He is on Twitter and Snapchat and Grindr and Tinder and Instagram. You can also find myself. I am at Robert M. Cast on Twitter and Cast1973. On Instagram. Don't forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com or .ca. You can see the networks we're on, the Tangent Bound Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and also, do not forget, we're also endorsed by the wonderful people and our good friend, UK correspondent Rob Wade, over at Emotionally 14. So check out emotionally14.com. That's 14, the numeric 14, not spelt out 14. So emotionally14.com. Check out that website. Check out all the good stuff there. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our tasty news. If you have any tasty news you want to send Roman, send them to Roman, care Roman, that's romanpodcast@gmail.com. if you have any tasteful news you want to send to me, send them care Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. and last but not least, do not forget about our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That's a 5-star duct tape hamster reach around.
There you go, folks. So until next week, I'm Rob Gass.
I got a question for you.
Oh.
You said it was available on Grindr. That's where they sell Grindrs, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Oh yeah. Kinda.
Yeah. Organ Grindrs?
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that. So
all right.
He's down. He is down to clown, folks. So until next week, I'm Rob Gass.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
We'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. See, what kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GrawlixPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing the show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangentbound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.